leg, you'd say, oh, I
knew it. I knew it would happen.
I think we're going to stop there. First thing I want to ask you today is, you made reference the other day to a gift, a free gift, and you mentioned a term that was common around here. What was that term?
A pilon.
Okay, and that was, now you also, I think you may have pronounced it two different ways. I think you probably pronounced the Spanish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But pilon would be the...
short term part.
Okay.
You just refer to it as a pilon. A lot of times this meant, as far as I can remember back when I was a child, they had a candy, a Mexican candy that was more or less totally brown sugar,
mm-hmm.
but it was shaped in a cone type
arrangement,
I would say, rather than pieces. And they'd chip off pieces of this cone and put it in a bag.
Now, was that cone itself called a pilon, or was that, did that have a designation itself?
I really don't know. I guess I was too small to realize that. But then the term began to be applied to anything that you got extra,
mm-hmm.
that you were given extra from what you bought.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be buying something that you needed, and you'd say, "What are you going to throw that in for a pilon?"
Okay. Well, that's what I wanted. I wanted to go back to that for a minute. And then you mentioned something to me that you...
Oh, yes. Yeah, about the... You asked about the slab of a fat piece of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't necessarily fat, but we sort of referred to it as a streak of lean and a streak of fat, and it was called the middling.
The middling?
The middling.
And that is...
Sides of the hog
side,
meat,
uh-huh.
you know, that would the ribs come off of.
Mm-hmm.
You cut the ribs off, and those pieces were referred to as middlings. We hung them up in the smokehouse. My daddy would go out and cut Spanish daggers, the green leaves of the Spanish daggers,
mm-hmm.
and he'd roast them in the fireplace in the ashes. And this made them soft, and then he'd split them up into strings and tie them, and you put a hole through the bacon with a butcher knife and tie the string that you'd roasted, you know,
mm-hmm.
on that, and we'd hang it on poles in the smokehouse, and they would never fall. The meat pieces would never fall because that was such a strong string.
That's interesting. I'm going to ask you for some verbs now. If I handed this to you, you might say, "I blank it to you."
I gave it
mm-hmm.
to you.
And you could say, "Jeannie, blank me some bread every day." Same verb.
Gave me some, or you want to
every
say...
Every day she...
Gives, gives me.
Okay,
gives.
She has...
Given.
All right. If you were going to say that a movie has started, another way to say that is the movie has
begun.
All right. Or you could say, "I think it blank at 8 o'clock.
Began.
Or you could say, "Tomorrow it probably will
begin."
All right. Would you say what would you say if it starts raining? Is there any other way you would say it besides it started raining?
It's raining.
Okay. Would you ever say it commenced to rain?
Yes. I wouldn't now,
mm-hmm.
but in my lifetime, I have heard my mother and my father, especially my mother, and I don't know whether this is a term that's applicable primarily to people who came from English descent.